USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was in Israel yesterday. Christie says protesters waving Palestinian flags are getting horrible information. He also visited wounded soldiers and met with family members of hostages held by the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. He said Hamas supporters are being driven by, quote, people with a much different agenda than the truth, end quote. Iceland is evacuating the city of Reykjavik in southwest Iceland. The area is being threatened by a very possible volcanic eruption. The town in danger lies near an active volcano system and was evacuated over the weekend after magma shifting beneath the ground started hundreds of earthquakes. Icelandic officials say magma was at a very shallow depth, so they were expecting an eruption within a couple of days. The movement beneath the surface has already caused damage to roads and buildings. The Pentagon is reporting five American service members were killed in a crash late Friday after their helicopter had a mishap during a training exercise and went into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. U.S. European Command said in an initial statement on Saturday that the cause of the crash was under investigation, but, quote, there was no indication of hostile activity, end quote. The craft that crashed was an MH-60 helicopter and was doing a refueling exercise when it fell from the sky. In theaters across America, Disney's The Marvels is number one for the weekend box office scores. The Marvel movie that brings back Captain Marvel took in an estimated $47 million in its opening weekend to finish well ahead of the other flicks in the theaters. Last week's champ, Five Nights at Freddy's, drops to second this week with $9 million. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, slips to the third spot, and Priscilla is number four. USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Donald Trump Jr. will be back on the stand as the first defense witness in the Trump Organization's civil trial in New York. Trump's lawyers start their defense today. Democrat Letitia James and her New York Attorney General's office rested on Wednesday and was denied a motion to limit some witnesses from testifying for the defense. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee says an exchange of Palestinian prisoners in Israel for hostages held captive by Hamas terrorists is being discussed. Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Texas Republican Mike McCall seemed confident it would happen. McCall added that a ceasefire is not possible without the release of all the hostages held by Hamas. A state of emergency has been declared in Los Angeles, California, as a result of a pallet fire that shut down the main highway indefinitely. Governor Newsom says the state is mobilizing resources to complete repairs and minimize the impact for travel in and around Los Angeles. The fire was first reported 2 days ago at a storage yard underneath Interstate 10 freeway in downtown Los Angeles. Officials hope to open at least one lane sometime today. In the late football game last night in Sin City, the Raiders pulled off a 16-12 win over the New York Jets on Sunday Night Football. The win gave Las Vegas their second straight win since interim head coach Antonio Pierce took over for the team. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.